Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everything
from the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. Don't worry about me. I called ART.
Traffic.
I-135 southbound, there's a disabled vehicle in the right lane at 29th Street, and it's causing a backup past the I-235 interchange. It will add an additional 15 minutes to your commute. And there are construction delays on Southeast Boulevard North at 31st Street. It's stop and go there starting at the I-35 overpass. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. A high of 82. South winds go west 15 to 25 and gusty. Any thunderstorms this afternoon should be well east of the turnpike. Becoming clear and a little bit cooler tonight. 53 is the low. Sunny and warm on Thursday. High 85. Partly cloudy, windy on Friday. High in the low 80s. Storm chances return Friday evening and they could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Tuesday night wasn't the best game you'll see from LaMelo Ball, but he sure saved his best for last. He had the game-winning layup to keep the Hornets alive in the NBA play-in. This is what the NBA needs. The Hornets are a really good team with good players and a crowd that's heavily invested in them, and it should scare those in the Eastern Conference. Ball and Con Knipple combined to shoot 2 of 22 from three-point range, and they still got the win. Amazing. I'm dead, dead.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to you, everybody. Glad to have you here on Sports Daily. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for health lawn, tree and shrub care, and bed weed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. Glad to be back with you here on Sports Daily. Royals fall 2-1 last night. Get a great pitching performance from, a good pitching performance from Cole Reagans. Bastrom was good. The Tigers score too late. The Royals can't. They score a run and get almost nothing offensively.
Jacob, the Tigers could have scored the two runs in the first inning. They would have won.
I know. That's like four runs. Four hits. I don't know what else to say here. I'm having these horrible flashbacks to the offseason where it's like, we really like the way this thing looks. But we just have to, you just got to see are all these, and it's not even the young guys. Like they move Lane Thomas up to third, to the three hole. He's hitting 154 on the season.
That's
first
insane,
of all.
First of all.
Okay. But he has a track record and a history of a guy who profiles to be able to hit there. Like, I'm okay with it. We have such a short sample size with him as a Royal. Like, okay, Lane Thomas is profiled that way in his career. That's fine. But then you leave Salvi and Vinny together. And what happens in the night there, TJ? Lane Thomas gets on. He gets over to second with a couple of guys with nobody out. Runner on second. Salvi and Vinny coming up. We're honestly celebrating that Salvi hit a weak ground ball to the infield that moves him over. which is not what you need your four-hole hitter to be doing. But okay, gets the job done. Vinny also hits a ground ball to the infield, and the Royals can't score the run with a runner on second and nobody out in the ninth inning. I mean, it with your four and five-hole hitters coming up, it's getting to the point where like kudos for sliding somebody else up into the three-hole, but we're not seeing what the issue is. And the issue is those two guys are struggling, and it is bad, bad struggling right now. And stop putting them together. How many games? Like, where are all our Twitter stat nerds? How many games, TJ, and how many opportunities have those two guys collectively had to drive in runs this year with runners on second and less than two outs? Because it feels like it's every game they come up like that in a key spot. And why do they have to right now when they're struggling? Break them up in the lineup. I don't get it.
I agree. I'm with you. I don't know. And the thing about it is that's the funniest part. Those guys, it's a different conversation for those guys. Those guys are struggling, and that's the truth. I'll say this for the people. I was making this point to somebody yesterday, texting them about it, because the new Discord, you know, it happens everywhere. Whenever your offense stinks, well, we got to fire the hitting coach. Whenever your pitching stinks, you say, oh, we got to fire the pitching coach. The thing is, though, Jacob, like, the hitting outside of those two isn't that bad. It's just situationally, it's awful. Right. And that to me is
been,
like,
which has been a problem.
But to me, it's so weird. Like, what's wrong? Like, how do you even put a pinpoint on something to say, like, yeah, we just can't get singles when guys are on second base? It's like, well, then why can you do it when they aren't on second base? Like, what is different?
Now you're getting this pressure and it's in your head, and we've seen this for 2 years, and I don't know what you can do other than just just shake it up. Like, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. You want to lead Carter Jensen off? Great. I don't care at this point. What I don't want anymore is Salvi and Vinny hitting back to back at any spot in the lineup, because they're both struggling too much to do that. And it is killing them. Like, every key opportunity sees those two come up and fail. And they're both great players. And they're both going to snap out of their individual funks they're in right now. But man, you're sitting there now, you're 7-10. You're playing games against the Tigers here. Now is the time. Not the time to let them work it out. I don't care that it's April. Like, that is such a tired thing. Guys are they're going to hit better before the end of this season. Mm-hmm. They're going to. But right now, it is so glaringly obvious that they're both struggling. You're just being stubborn by doing it this way. And I don't know a thimble about baseball compared to Matt Quatraro. Not even close. He's good at his job, but why he refuses to do this? Look at the way that he'll mix and match the rest of the lineup. Look at the way he will flip guys around at a moment's notice. Like, if this is something where it's Salvi and Vinny are like too sensitive to do, like, then that's a problem.
That's the other conversation about this stuff is that, like, and I don't think it's them per se.
I don't either. That's why I can't figure out why they won't change it.
Maybe it's something like I saw, you know, Royals Review does a bunch of good stuff. They put something out about that, you know, is there a conversation to be had about not even the Royals, just across the MLB, because this happens everywhere, that your star hitter, your four hole struggles and you keep them in the four hole. Like, it's not just a Royals thing, but, you know, every fan across the country, if this happens to their team, they're also saying that, hey, you need to move him out of the four hole. Is there something to be said about, like, are teams and managers, like, too loyal to these guys? And like, you know, who is the Royals? Is the Royals, you know, Vinny and Salvi? Because they're big Royals. They're fan favorites. They're, you know, the Royals don't owe anything to them per se, but they're the people that kind of make the engine go a little bit.
It's both. The manager, yes, needs to. He's got to manage the locker room over 162 games. So, yeah. But I cannot imagine that there would be any pushback if he said, Vinny, you're hitting third, Salvi, you're hitting sixth tonight.
Yeah. I mean,
or
I think
vice versa.
I mean, listen to Vinny's postgame comments. Like, Vinny's like self-deprecating about
that's,
it. Like,
he always has, but that's what I mean. Like, I don't catch the vibe that that would be a problem for either of those guys. Here's the other interesting thing is you've got a guy in Carter Jensen who's probably on the other side not going to do the things that he's doing now over the course of an entire season in his rookie season. Capture that lightning in a bottle if you can, right? Do what you can there. Again, I really don't mind Lane Thomas getting the opportunity. I don't like Jack Caglione not getting, like, you know, some opportunity in the game. I just don't. I don't think that he needs.
Did he not play yesterday?
No, he didn't play. Like, he didn't play.
That's
yesterday.
That's so insane.
So whatever it is, so that's what Lane Thomas hitting third is fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's a guy that's been around for a long time. No big deal. Doing something different there is great. But you're not solving the problem, as we saw in the ninth inning. To the question about loyal to guy, like I'll never forget when Piccolo came on here, because as the Royals were just desperately seeking a leadoff hitter, right? It was like, well, just hit Bobby Witt Jr. there. He's the best player on the team. All across baseball, the best players and the best hitters on teams lead off now. It's simple. You know, as a kid, you wondered that stuff, and it was like, well, no, you have to have a fast guy leading off, and you have to have... Well, now it's just like, no, why don't we do the thing that gets our best player the most at-bats possible, right? We asked J.J. Piccolo that, and he was like, well, because Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't want to hit it leadoff. He doesn't want to move out of this two-hole. And when you have it, like, it's like, oh, okay, well, that's probably fine. And, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is comfortable there. He likes the things he's... And okay. So, you know, I think you got to do both, but I don't think... If Bobby Witt Jr. was really struggling, let's say he was leading off or in the two hole, and they needed to move him somewhere else, I don't think he's going to blow back at that.
I don't think so either. I don't think it matters that much either. I don't think that,
I don't either.
It's not, you know, it's not Little League where it's like, oh, well, the worst hitter is batting eighth and ninth, you know, like. I think, you know, there's obviously
you build it in different ways to try and maximize opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason. There's a reason that people, I mean, they stack lefties and right. Like, I don't know about you, Jacob, but, you know, I have always been in the camp about, like, whenever I played baseball, like, I didn't give a crap where I batted in the lineup, you know, like, it was fun to bat leadoff if you ever bat leadoff because it was just fun to be a leadoff hitter. But, like, other than that, like, you're the leadoff hitter for one singular time. Everything else doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter the rest of the time. It's all about how many at-bats do you get.
I always have been in, like, the order to me has never mattered. Like, I'm fine with rolling out whatever order you want. Whenever it's something to where it's like two guys back-to-back, you probably shouldn't have back-to-back. That's a different thing. But, like, it's like I can't believe they're batting him in the six hole. It's like, okay, like that means that he's got five guys in front of him that he could potentially drive in. Like, who? It's the same.
Well, as being there, you know, six hole. Yeah, you've got good batters ahead of you to be on base. You put your high slug guys in the middle so that they can potentially score those runs for your high on base guys at the top of the lineup.
It's always been a bigger deal about who is in the lineup. Like, I have a bigger problem. I have a bigger problem with Jack Caglione not playing at all yesterday more than I have a problem with Lane Thomas batting in three-hole.
I have more of a problem with Salvi and Vinny batting back-to-back than I do, but yes, I would agree. Lane Thomas batting third doesn't bother me at all. Jack Caglione not being in the lineup bothers me. Isaac Collins and Starling Marte don't need to play on the same day. One of them can play, and the other one needs to be Jack Caglione every day. You're either putting a part of the franchise behind Jack Caglione or you're not. You better find out what you're doing. They would have never done this to Bobby Witt Jr. when he got the call. And he didn't, I mean, it took him a while. I mean, it took him a year. But they didn't do that to Bobby Witt Jr. Put Jack Caglione in the lineup. You don't need to protect him. Like, we're not going to be looking at this when Jack Caglione is hopefully the player he can become and saying, oh, he probably needs to sit against, you know, a lefty or a righty or whatever. No, you play him. You just play him. You're going to sit anybody right now, right? Get a minute for Salvi to catch his breath. He's 38 years old and struggling hard. Sit him down a game. Let Carter Jensen catch if you feel like you really need to get Marte. And Salvi is notoriously, as he gets older especially, like, so streaky. So you can, we can all watch him and know when he's on one. When it looks like if you put that ball anywhere near that square, he's hitting a double or a home run. Or like it is now, it just doesn't have it. He doesn't have it right now. And he doesn't have it right now. So move him down. I think it's about like, I always compare it to starting lineups in basketball. Like everyone freaks out about, oh, he didn't put him in the starting lineup. How many minutes are they playing? Mm-hmm. That was an old Greg Marshall thing. He would get asked because he would do weird things in the start, and people are like, why is so-and-so not starting? He was like, he played the most. Like, why do we care? Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're in the starting lineup. It matters where the game ends. How many minutes did you play? The lineup thing is about like that. It doesn't matter where you bat, necessarily.
Here's a Royals headline, too.
I'm old school, man. I do like keeping a lineup the same, but not when it's like this and you're just slamming your head against the wall.
It's more the fact that it's not staying the same, except that that's the only thing that is staying the same. Like
I would have been ready to bet $1,000 when Lane Thomas got to second with nobody out and looking over. I was like, they're not scoring that run. Like they're just not going to. Not right now. All right, we'll come back. Headlines we missed, Tria Slotta next hour, maybe some NFL draft talk. We'll have some fun on Sports Daily.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita, K248CY Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.